When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Red Fridays. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network, and welcome to my third. I was talking to Christine last night, and I said, you know what? 2 years I've been doing this show weekly. And she's like, what? I said, I know, it freaks me out. This is my third studio, the third place I've done this show since I began 2 years ago. So welcome to my new studio. Welcome to my new place. And welcome to The Long Bearded Guy. I'm so happy you're here. We're talking today about discovering our purpose through love. And we're going to talk about that. I'm getting used to this where I can see my hands, and I'm not used to being able to see my hands. But I always talk with my hands. It's a lot of us are like that. If you put my hands behind my back, you can't hear me because I can't talk. But thank you for being here. Welcome to The Long Bearded Guy today. Red Fridays is remember everyone deployed. So they're willing to stand on a wall for us. They're willing to stand in the fray. They're willing to allow us to stand there and protect us so that we can do what we want to do. And so we want to make sure we honor them and love them and let them know, hey, you know what, we care. And it's, you're important to us. And we recognize and see, you're seen and heard and appreciated. So that's what the Red Fridays is about, R-E-D. So welcome. I know there's people listening from all over the world. I know there are. As we get started here, there's going to be some stuff you want to write down. I always recommend you've got about 30 seconds to find yourself a journal or some paper or something to write with, something to write on, so that you can take notes, because we want to remember, but a lot of times we don't. And we want to. Most people can't retain more than 10% of what they hear, even if they take good notes. So you're going to want to write some of this stuff down. I want to by the way, if you don't know who I am, for those of you that know me, I'm still Gordon D. Melville. I'm still the long bearded guy and the king of EQ. But for those of you that don't know who I am, just the quick cliff notes, because my resume really, in the end of the day, doesn't mean anything. But for you to understand who you're listening to, I'm on a mission to change the lives of every man I meet, typically by raising their emotional quotient, typically by arming them and giving them the tools they need to deal with their life the way they experience it every day, but aren't sure what to do with it or how to make that happen. I'm a champion mindset mentor for a pro basketball team here in town, a professional team. I'm an multi-award-winning international best-selling author multiple times. And I'm a keynote speaker. I do lots of different things, but I teach the 7 levels of emotional intelligence for men, because what I'm trying to do is equip them. I'm trying to equip everybody. I have programs, one-on-one programs. I've got group programs. You can hire me to come and speak for your group or to your club. I've got some high level, very exciting things coming over the rest of the summer and into the fall that are I'm very excited about. I can't wait to unveil. So keep tuned for some of that stuff. And I'm excited to see you, because we just moved. I can't find anything. So I'm drinking my water out of a bottle. And I can't find we're all moved in. Everything is here, but can't always find everything. So I'm still looking for my special mug. But as we get started here, I'm excited to have you find us on Google TV and Apple TV. And if you get onto anywhere you would download an app, it's free app, Inspired Choices Network, a free app. Download it. There's gobs of really amazing hosts. There's some really good hosts. Don't just listen to me, listen to them all. They're really good. And a variety of topics and different types of people from different countries around the world. It's an eclectic group, but they're brilliant and there's some really good ones. So download the Inspired Choices Network app, and then you can find us on Google TV and Apple TV and Amazon Fire and Roku and iHeartRadio and all the places that you would, Spotify. My kids think it's wonderful. Oh, your dad, look, you're famous. You're on Spotify. But you can find us on more than 450 platforms globally. And whether you want to listen to it as a live radio show on Friday between 12 and 12:55, that's PM Eastern Standard Time, or you want to pick it up there, it's going to air four or five times through the week at different times in different places. So plug in, and please, we've got an ignorant, huge abundance of blessings in terms of our reach, in the hundreds of millions of reach. But what I'm looking for personally is engagement. I'm looking for engagement. I want you to be able to plug into me. I want you to be able to reach out. Gord, I agree. I disagree. I think it's crap. I think it's good. Whatever it is, I want that engagement. And thousands of people do. So thank you so much for that. And jump in, put in the chat, hashtag live, hashtag replay. Let me know that you're here. Let me know that you're plugging in. And that's going to go to the heart of what we're talking about today. By the way, if this resonates, like it, love it, share it. That subscribe to Inspired Choices Network. Again, you can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Facebook. You can find us all over the place. So, but like it, love it, share it, and subscribe. That helps our algorithm. That helps pay for the show. And you know what? At the end of the day, we're trying to, again, engagement, right? If you like it, love it, share it, and subscribe, when you're sharing it with people, more people will hear this. And it goes right to the heart of what we're talking about today in terms of discovering your purpose through love. Why? What do I mean by that? A lot of people are looking for their purpose. What's my purpose? Why am I here? Oh, I don't know why I'm here. I don't know why I'm here. I'm struggling to find my purpose. And I believe everybody's purpose is the same. I don't think there's multiple purposes. It when and I you all know, if you listen to me at all, you know I'm a spiritual type human. And I believe that when Jesus was here and they asked him, what's the most important commandment? And he said, love Papa, and I call God Papa because of my relationship with him, but love Papa, and then love each other the way you love yourself. And then he put the mic down. He didn't say anything else. So loving Papa, loving God, and then loving others the way we love ourselves, that means I gotta love myself. But I have to be able to love myself to be able to love other people. That means everybody's purpose is to love each other. I'm going to say that again. All of us, every single one of us, we are here to love each other. That may come as, you may agree, you may disagree, you may viscerally react to that. You know what? Engage it. Let me know. But what I'm saying is this: we're all different human beings. So the way that love for the world comes out of me, and the way I demonstrate that, and the way that lives out of me, is going to be completely different than the way that comes out of my producer, Sarah, today. She's a different human being. All of us are different human beings. So how that love purposes, that purpose of love coming out of me, coming out of you, is going to be different because you're a different human being. How it shows up in the world is going to be completely different because you're a different human being. But at the end of the day, our purpose is the same. We anguish over, well, I don't know what my purpose is. What's my purpose? What's my purpose? Your purpose is to love. Which, again, if you've listened to me for any length of time, you know I lead with love. I don't, I we as humans, we want to lead with judgment. Stop leading with judgment. Stop that. We're causing problems for ourselves and for other people because we're doing that. The world's full of judgment. Full of it. Full of it. And so being able to let that go, stop, it wastes a huge amount of energy. It stops us from enjoying our life. Don't do it. And at the end of the day, you're not better than them. We're not. Do I have things I struggle with and battles and demons? And yeah, of course. Maybe you don't deal with those same demons. I'll guarantee you battle with your own, though. I'll guarantee you have stuff that you battle day in, day out, day in, day out, day in, day out, week after week, after month, after year. I'll guarantee you do. So some things that are easy for me may not be for you, and some things vice versa. So let the judgment piece go. Lead with love. But as human beings, a lot of times we go, okay, so how do I do that? Guys tend to conflate love with sex. And there can be a component of that in there for sure. But there's lots of ways to love, right? We look at our kids and we laugh and when they go, well, I love my mom and dad, and I love my chair, and I love my Jello, and I love the dog. And those aren't all the same. They don't love their parents the way they love their siblings. They don't love their siblings the way they love their Jello, right? Like they're different types of love. So I wanted, again, something to write down, right? Types of love. There's a bunch. There's a bunch. And if we're aware of that, hey, when I say to my guy friends, I love you, and they're like, do we need to have a conversation? I'm like, no, you're a beautiful man and I love, but no, I'm not saying I want you. We have to get past this thing about, well, no, it's not desire. That is a part of love for sure. There is one of them in there like that. But that's not the, there's so many different types. And in English, we're so restricted with one word, right? Love. Okay, well, that's great. Well, it's not the same on every. So let me give you some examples. There's obviously romantic love, right? There's romantic love that we all understand. Passionate love between partners, between people, between friends, between, right, girlfriend, boyfriend. There's familial love. That's family love, familial, right? A lot of these come, there's Greek and Latin in here. So familiar is just family love, right? Siblings, parents, grandparents, family. Platonic love, deep friendship without romantic element. So people that we, with my guy friends, with some of the ladies in my life, is platonic love. I love them. They're really close. Doesn't mean I want them. It's platonic. It's still love. Self-love is appreciation and care for myself. That self-love is something completely different. I'm going to love me differently than I'm loving my wife or loving my kids or, do you know what I'm saying? So self-love, unconditional love. That's Papa love. Love that doesn't matter what you've done, what you've said, where you go, how you live, what your choices are. None of that matters. Papa loves everybody unconditional. Everybody. The people we think we hate, or the people that were, that's a strong word, but the people that we go, I really don't like that person. Papa loves them unconditionally, just as much as he loves you unconditionally. My head goes, because I don't understand that. I don't have to understand it. I don't have to understand it. Unconditional love for his unconditional love. It's not because we've done anything to deserve it. It's unconditional. There's no conditions to it. I'm going to do two more real quick. I'm going to take a break. But agape love. Agape is universal, selfless love for humanity. Agape, again, a Latin word, goes back to the Greek, the original Greek. Agape is universal, selfless love for humanity. So agape love, lots of times when somebody gives up their life for another, right? The soldiers will do that for their brothers. That's agape, where they jump on a grenade to save their somebody else, to save anybody else. And then eros is the one that everybody seems to understand. Everybody understands what word sounds like eros? Yeah, erotic, right? That would be physical, passionate love, eros love. Completely different than familial, platonic, or agape. But it is a type of love. We're going to continue to talk about this because I want us to understand. And what I'm going to try and have you do today is understand this is what your purpose is. Your purpose is to love each other, love on everybody. But if we don't understand how or why, or we don't understand that it's different, the different pieces, that makes it difficult. Because the love sometimes that Milica talks about on her show on the network, that can be a completely different type. But you know what? She would agree with a lot of these. But with all of these, there's different ways to do this. She specializes and focuses on the sex part. Sometimes sex has love, sometimes it doesn't. But if ask her, tune into her show and ask her, hey, what's the difference between, eros love, erotic, passionate love, and then sex without the love? interesting questions for her. She will have the answers, I'll guarantee it. She's a unbelievable, she's forgotten more about that kind of thing than most of us will know. Incredible show, incredible show. Anyway, before I go, or as I go to a break here, I need to do a quick shout out for Jose Escobar, is the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out his Connected Leaders Academy membership to take your business to the next level. This is the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at the Entrepreneurs, with an S, entrepreneursbookshelf.com. That's Jose Escobar at the entrepreneursbookshelf.com, and ask him about his Connected Leaders Academy. It's an incredible, incredible group, literally from all over the world. I think there's 17 or 18 countries, and almost every state. They're all across the US and Canada. So reach out to him. Incredible organization. As we go to a quick break here, don't forget to pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. Why? Because it'll help ground you. And it'll help you percolate with what you just heard. It'll let it settle and allows you to chew on it a little bit. So pause and breathe as we go. We will be right back. We're going to talk about some more ways, that more definitions of love, some more types of love, as we were talking today about discovering our purpose through love. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville. The Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey everybody, welcome back. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville. That's me on Inspired Choices Network. And we're talking today about discovering our purpose through love, because lots of people have no idea what their purpose is. Lots of people have no idea. I struggle to find out what my purpose is. Why am I here? It's an age-old question everybody asks. Why am I here? You're here to love each other. You're here to love on the other people in your life and the people you come across and complete strangers and everybody. Everybody. I believe that's what we're all here for. That's what we're here for. So I'll give you a few more types of love. And then we're going to talk a little bit about what prevents us and how does it show up for us. Philia love, P-H-I-L-L-I-A, philia love is affectionate love between friends. Good friends have philia, right? When your best friend would be a philia love. Storge love, natural affection, often between parents and children. Storge, S-T-O-R-G-E, storge love, is different than familia, would be family. storage is between parent and child. Again, it's a little bit different, right? The way I love my mom and dad and the way I love my kids is not the way I might love my grandpa or my aunt and uncle or my cousins, if that makes sense. Ludus love is playful, flirtatious. So if I'm flirting with somebody else, it's not, because infatuation is a different one, right? So ludus love is playful and flirtatious. It's that fun, that really fun part. Pragma love is practical love based on long-term interest. So you're in a group for a long time, right? You're in Kiwanis, or you're in Kinsmen, or you're in the Lions, or whatever it happens to be, right? You're with these people for a long time. You're part of the Legion. In Canada, we have the Legion. All the vets get together there, right? So that could be based on long-term interest. They've been doing the same type of thing, that they've been going to the same place for years and years and years. So that's pragma. You it's not love in the sense of, again, it's not a want you, right? It's not an interested in you. It's a, hey, you know what? I love you because we spend lots of time together and we have very close interests, but you're not a family and you may not be a friend necessarily, just long-term interests. Mania love is obsessive love driven by possessiveness. Again, not a positive, right? Mania. That's that obsessive. I have to have that person to get tunnel vision on that one person. Become obsessed with that one person. That's not healthy. Not in any way, shape, or form. It is if it takes over your life. Can we be obsessed with one person? Yes, we can be. Am I obsessed with my wife? Yeah, but I'm obsessed with everything. Right? When it's one thing, I'm obsessed on just my wife and everything else goes away. That's not healthy. If I'm obsessed about everything, I'm obsessed about my family and my work and having fun and my children and doing my shows and work at all those things, obsessed on the same level. But mania love is obsessive love driven by possessiveness. That's not, you're holding on to it like this instead of holding it on like that. Philotia love is healthy self-love, recognizing one's worth. Again, self-love. Right? I have to be able to love me to be able to love other people. If I don't love me, it makes it very, very difficult. Compassionate love, which is exactly what it sounds like. Deep affection, commitment to long-term relationships, or compassionate love could be something you're doing with, you know, again, another family member could be compassionate love, or a friend that you're looking in on regularly because they're not well, or, right, that's that same kind of, that's that compassionate love. I'm going to run through these quick, the rest of these quick. Requited love is love that is reciprocated. Requited love. So someone that's giving it back to you the same way is requited. Unrequited, love that's not returned. I'm doing it because that's what I want. I'm loving on the person because that's what I want to do. They may or may not give it back, but I'm doing it because it's what I want to do. Puppy love is innocent, youthful love often seen in young people. Puppy love, we've all been in those spaces. Yes? We've all had puppy love. Our first crush, we were talking with my youngest son. He's just turned 15, and he's got puppy love, right? We were talking to him about this girl that he really likes, but it's puppy love. Brotherly love is affection and solidarity between siblings or close friends. Maternal, paternal love, parents' love for their child. Spiritual love is connection and love towards a higher power, spiritual entity. Again, I don't love Papa the way I love anybody else. Altruistic love is selfless concern for the well-being of others. So you're popping in to check on a friend or a neighbor. Infatuation is intense, often short-lived passion for someone. Again, infatuation may not, that could be puppy love, right? It could be that way. It could be requited or unrequited. But infatuation, as a matter of fact, it could be mania, right? Infatuation, usually infatuation, if it's left too long, turns into mania. Obsessive love, overwhelming and controlling desire for somebody. Again, not positive. Conditional love. I'll love you as long as you do what I want and say what I want and make choices the way I think you should. I'll love you. Conditional love. complete opposite of what Papa's love for us is, unconditional love. There's no condition, right? But conditional love, under certain conditions, I'll love you if. And the last one is courtly love. So in medieval concept of chivalry, expressing love and admiration, lots of times, you know, they needed a chaperone and they courted somebody, right? But those are all different types of love. Those are all different types of ways to express. That's 25 different ways to express love. Different types. It's not all exactly the same. There's different nuances to it that we can see or not see. We can admit and acknowledge or not. It doesn't change what is, right? How does that show up for us in our life? Well, that depends on us. Can you think of people in your life that give you those types of love? Some of them that will give you conditional love. Do you know somebody that has conditional love for you? Sometimes we see that with family. Sometimes we see that with parents, with their kids, right? Or kids with their parents, sometimes if they're young. Sometimes they're like, well, if you don't give me my toy, you don't get me that, buy me that cereal, I don't love you. That's your hog tying them. And anyway, that brings in a whole bunch of other topics and other conditions around that. But the point is, do you know, or have you had infatuation? Have you had puppy love? Do you have somebody that you have romantic or familial love with? Family members. We all have family. Most of us have family. And if you don't, you're part of the community, you have family here. Platonic, unconditional agape. Can you think of people that fit into those roles in your life? Do yourself a favor. Sit down and write out those lists. I have this type of love with this person and this type of love with this person. Why? Because it'll help you interact with them. It'll help you communicate with them. And it goes to emotional quotient for me. It goes to our emotions. How do we view? Because sometimes there are family members, and I have a really, really, really close friend that struggles with some of the family. And so trying to put, if I understand how I love them, if I understand what that relationship is, how is that motivated, right? If it's by marriage. So they've been connected by marriage. Well, that doesn't mean I didn't fall in love with them. I fell in love with their family member. But does that mean I have to like them? Maybe not. Do I want to? Yes, of course. Of course. But I don't have to get along with them. I do need to get along with them. So I need to find and figure out which do I even like them, let alone love them. Now, if I'm loving on everybody, I need to find some kind of love I can give to them so that I don't upset my spouse or my girlfriend or my boyfriend or my fiance or whatever, right? It's understanding what that relationship is so that I know, hey, you know what? This is the proper response to what's happening. This is the wise way. And I think a lot of times it's a matter of, that's why we say raising our EQ, raising our emotional quotient, understanding who we are, understanding what our purpose is to love them. All right, so how do I do that? Which one of these is going to get that job done? Especially if I don't like them. I have to be able to find a way. I want to be able to find a way. So how does it show up in your life? How does love show up in your life? Maybe you don't have love in your life. I know some people that don't have love in their life. And I don't mean that in the sense that they don't have a companion or boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever. I mean, sometimes they don't have anybody else in their life that gives a damn about them. We have to watch for those people because they crave it just like everybody else. And they deserve it just like everybody else. How we show up for those people. How do we show up for ourselves? If we show up, love ourselves, and then love others the way we love ourselves, right? I need to take another quick break. I need to do a quick shout out. When we come back, we're going to talk about what prevents us, because you're going to want to write some of these down. What's stopping us? What's preventing us from loving the way we need to on the people around us? because there's some big ones in here that if we're not aware of, right? You hear me talk a lot about awareness. It's about awareness. Understand, I can't figure it out. I can't do anything with it. I can't fix it or repair it or until I'm aware of it. So how do we make ourselves aware? I'm going to give you a bunch of different ways to be aware of that are that could prevent us, might be preventing us from loving and achieving that purpose of loving on other people. As we go to a quick break here, shout out another shout out for Jose Escobar, the founder and CEO of the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out the Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about his morning and evening routine mastery program that is changing people's lives. And that's not hyperbole, it is. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today. And again, you can reach Jose at theentrepreneursbookshelf.com, theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. And I've said that before, and I'll say it again. If you're not doing some kind of routine in the morning and the evening, just as soon as you wake up and just before you go to bed, every day, at least 5 days a week, you're missing out on maximizing what you could be achieving every day. So if you're not getting everything done the way you want to, or you're falling short with, hey, I'm not getting to my goals, I'm not getting to what I need to get done every day, reach out to Jose because he can help you with that morning and evening routine mastery program. He's got it in a book too. So there's some good ways to get that. So anyway, as we go to a quick break, don't forget to pause and breathe. Pause and breathe. Hold on to it for a second. Let it out. Pause and breathe to help ground yourself. We'll be right back. We're going to talk some more about what's preventing us from being able to plug into our purpose of love. We're talking about discovering our purpose through love. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
The Connected Leaders Academy is the number one fastest growing networking community for entrepreneurs. CLA assembles high-level leaders, titans of industry, and business owners under one roof. If you're an entrepreneur looking to grow personally, professionally, scale your influence, develop skills, and expand your network exponentially, the CLA is where you need to be. Want on to more podcasts and shows, speak on more stages, sell more books, products and services, get more leads, referrals, acquire new clients, develop lifelong friendships and more. Join the Connected Leaders Academy today. Contact Jose Escobar on Facebook or check out www.claglobalsummit.com for more information.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back. You're with Gordon D. Melville, the Long Bearded Guy on Inspired Choices Network. And today we're talking about discovering our purpose through love, leading with love, but understanding that our purpose is coming from that same place. So if you've been striving for a long time to figure out what your purpose is, congratulations. Found out how that shows up for you in your life is going to be completely different from everybody else because you're a different human than everybody else. But your purpose is to love everybody. Your purpose is to love on the people around you and the people that come into your life. But what prevents that? What prevents us from being able to plug in? And I want to give you a few of these, just a few. I've got more than 20 of them here, but I want to get to the last one because it's important. One is fear. The first one is fear that stops us from plugging into our purpose of love. What would we be afraid of? Oh, that's right. Rejection. Being rejected. Nobody wants to feel that. And it doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I invited her out or I call, asked her on a date and she said no. That's rejection for sure. We need to reframe that rejection, right? Absolutely need to reframe that rejection. But the fear of rejection or vulnerability, being vulnerable. I got to be vulnerable, right? That's a running joke. You see it in movies. You see it all over the place. Nobody, the guy doesn't want to go and ask her to prom. Why? Well, partly it's fear of rejection. Part of it is being vulnerable. I got to let her know I like her a little bit. Being hurt can prevent us from being open to others. Insecurity can prevent us from being able to plug into that purpose. Insecurity, personal insecurities. We find it difficult to connect or trust everybody, right? If we've been burned a few times, it makes it very difficult to trust. And so we need to cultivate that because we don't want to open up. We don't want to be vulnerable, right? We don't want to step into that because we're going to get hurt. Maybe we're going to get hurt. Maybe. Prejudice, biases or stereotypes we have based on everything. Doesn't matter what it is, right? Race, gender, nationality, like there's so many things that people have. Again, it's leading with judgment. It's judging people based on something that has nothing to do with, they didn't have a choice on a lot of that. They don't choose their gender. They're born a certain way. They didn't choose their nationality. They're born that way. Past trauma can prevent us from plugging in for the same reasons. That past trauma, previous emotional and physical trauma can hinder our ability to form healthy, loving relationships because we haven't dealt with it yet. If we haven't dealt with it and we're holding it in ourselves, unresolved conflict or unresolved trauma or pain or hurt, that will prevent us from being able to plug into our purpose of love because it's going to shield it. Pride, huge. Huge, 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 huge reason. Pride. Excessive pride can make it hard to admit faults, forgive, or compromise, which are essential for loving relationships. Having an agreement. You hear me talk about that. I'm not a big expectation guy, but we need to have agreement. Pride. Huge. Miscommunication. They say the number one thing in most relationships, whether it's marriage or otherwise, is miscommunication. Lack of good communication, lack of open communication. If you haven't heard me talk about that, go back a few episodes. It's there over and over and over and over. We talk about open communication. Why? It's got to be there. In a loving relationship, no matter which one of those, and no matter what the relationship is, love or not love, business, personal, you need good communication. So miscommunication, I thought I heard this, or somebody told me this. We need to have very, very, very good communication. Selfishness. I don't want to, right? Focusing solely on one's own needs and desires can prevent us from being considerate and loving towards others. Jealousy. It's not rocket science. It's not rocket science, folks. It's logical understanding of what's there. Jealousy, envy can cause resentment and distance in relationships. Can prevent us from plugging into our purpose. Makes it hard to love on somebody unconditionally, right? All of a sudden we get requited love, right? That's not returned. Or it's now conditional love. Why? Because if you don't do what I want you to do, or I don't understand why you're making the decisions you're making, I don't love you the same way. But that's about us. That's about us, not somebody else. Unresolved conflicts. We let it sit. We have a miscommunication. There's hurt. Somebody thought they heard something the way, or somebody heard somebody say something that maybe they said, maybe they didn't say, but we let it sit there and it festers and festers. And eventually it's been years we haven't talked to the person. Why? Well, I don't remember anymore. I was pissed off at them. For what? I don't know. And when we let it go, we don't let it go, is more my point. Stress and busyness. A hectic lifestyle can leave little time for nurturing relationships. Are you too busy? You got too much on the go? I've been through myself where I get so busy and I forget to call my mom or my dad on their birthday. I'm like, crap. How the hell am I so busy that I forget a critical relationship, a call that I know is important for me? It's important for them to know that their son loves them. I'm their only son. My mom keeps telling me I'm her favorite son. I keep telling her, it's not a choice. It's a lack of options. She doesn't have any other boys. But if I get so busy in my life, I can't reach out. I can't be there for the people around me. I'm too busy. And it's going to stop me from being able to step into my purpose. Cultural differences, lack of empathy, control issues. Any of these ring a bell? I know I deal with almost all of these at some point in my life. I've dealt with all of these, and some of them I still deal with. Control issues, negative self-image, trust issues, unmet expectation. Again, disappointment by definition is an unmet expectation. Maybe I need to step back on my expectation, or it's an unrealistic expectation. Can lead to disappointment and frustration. They didn't live up to what I thought. I ask people all the time, did you let them know what that was? What you expect? No. Well, how neurotic is that? I'm going to hold you to something you didn't agree to, and then I'm going to be pissed off and frustrated when you don't live up to what I thought you should have, even though I didn't tell you what it was. What? What? Come on. That's not miscommunication. That's no communication. Complete lack of communication. Right? Cultural differences, lack of empathy, negative self-talk, trust issues, unmet expectation, emotional unavailability. We cut it off. We just, because we've been hurt before, we just don't allow ourselves to have, right? How often do you hear people say, well, they're emotionally unavailable? If I'm emotionally unavailable, I'm not able to plug in and live out my purpose. I can't, because I'm not allowing myself to do that. I'm not allowing my, and then I'm going to bitch and whine and complain because I'm not where I want to be, or I can't connect with people the way I want to. That's on us, not on them. Substance abuse can absolutely strain and destroy relationships. Mental health issues, mental health challenges, absolutely can being aware of that with people around us, if there's mental health challenges, that can hinder our ability to plug in and love the people around us because we're not sure how, right? We're struggling with something else that has nothing to do with the other person. And maybe we want to, but we struggle to get there. And the last and the biggest one, I want to make sure I got to this one. That's why I kind of hurried through them. If you want to know some more, let me know. Reach out to me. You can reach me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com and I can give you some more. But ego. We can't get our ego out of the way. I deserve this or I deserve that. Come on. Letting go of our ego get in the way can prevent us from truly understanding and loving each other. Our ego. I deserve. You don't deserve crap. We don't deserve anything. Doesn't mean we have to earn it. That's the whole concept around unconditional love. We can't earn it. There's nothing we can do to earn it. It's just there. Are we in relationships that cause that require us to live a certain way and make choices a certain way? That's not love. It's a type of love. It's an aberrated type of love. It's a control, right? I'll give you love if you give me, right? It's a transaction then. If this stuff resonates with you, or you're hearing something, you go, I need to go deeper. If you need, I've got some really high level, my avatar, the people I work with are really elite entrepreneurs, male entrepreneurs, and pro athletes. Those are the people I gravitate to. Those are the people that I spend huge amounts of time with. My heart goes out to everybody. But if you need one-on-one, you want to plug into some of this, but you don't want to spend the dollars and cents, because for whatever reason, I wanted to make some of the programs, my group programs, Boxed Inside Out. There's the cohort of women's and men's at the moment registering for the next cohort. But if that makes sense to you, of course, I want to plug into some of that, but I'm constrained in my capital. Reach out to me about Boxed Inside Out. And if you can afford it, great. It's a great way to dip your foot in and go deeper on who you are, how you love, what your worth and value is, how to equip yourself with the tools you need to get through your day, at a really, really, really high level. Really, really high level. And we go really deep. So if that's of interest to you, reach out to me, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. I can come and speak. I do paid stuff all over the place, to your group, to your men's group, to your church, to whoever. You got a function happening. You got a summit going on. You've got a conference happening. You want somebody to talk about emotional intelligence and being able to plug in. Reach out to me. thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com is the easiest way to get a hold of me. I have to take another quick break. Don't go anywhere. We're going to wrap, and there's a call to action today that is special, and I'm hoping that you can grab onto it and that you can do it. So as we go to a quick break here, again, don't forget to pause and breathe, to hold and to let them percolate all the things we're talking about today. Where are you with your purpose? Where are you with understanding that you're supposed to be loving on each other? Do you agree? Do you disagree? You think that's right? Not right? Reach out. Don't just be a lurking in the shadows somewhere. Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. All right, as we go, here we go. The Long Bearded Guy. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back. And yes, you can. You can send me an email, thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. You're with the Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network today. And we've been talking about discovering our purpose through love. That is our purpose, is to love on each other. We've learned today about a bunch of different types of love, that they're not all attached to sex. They're not all attached to my pudding. They're not all attached to my relatives. They're not all attached to my friend. There's different types of love. A bunch of different types of love. We've learned, hey, you know what? There's things that are going to prevent me from being able to live into and step into that purpose because it's preventing me. And all of those things are about me. That's, I want to encourage you and empower you with, hey, these things are things you can control. These are things that you have the power to choose. You hear me talk about choice a lot. You be aware of it in you and then choose to deal with it. Choose the way you're to stop those things from preventing you. If you've got some of those things that are preventing you, deal with it. Take action. Reach out to me. Gord, I don't know what to do with this. How do I get rid of whatever it is? How do I get rid of my ego? How do I get rid of fear? How do I get rid of the jealousy? How do I resolve the conflict I've had? How do I trust people again? Reach out to me. And it's not therapy. Some of us need therapy. That's great. And if we need that, no, there's no judgment whatsoever. If that's what we need, that's what we need. I have a therapist myself. It's not because I messed up, mostly, right? Sometimes I'm talking to them because, yes, I need to talk to them. I need to talk to somebody that's clinical. Sometimes I'm talking with them just to make sure I'm okay. Like going and doing an annual appointment with my family doctor. I'm not doing it because there's anything wrong with me necessarily. I want to check. I want to make sure everything's the way it should be. So going forward, I can operate at the level that I want to or the level I need to. What's preventing you? If you need help, let me know. I'm here to be a resource. But resources are the types of things that if you don't plug into them, they're no good to you. If you don't plug in, it doesn't matter how good they are. If you don't choose to plug in, that goes the same thing with your purpose in love. If you choose not to plug into that, don't whine and complain and don't do it. Don't complain because you're not getting what you think you should be getting when you didn't do the work to get there. You didn't do, and not that we have to do stuff to be loved, but if what we're doing and what we're choosing to avoid is not being dealt with, it's preventing us from stepping into our purpose. This should be an empowering thing for you. It should be an encouraging thing for you that says, you know what? This is awesome. I can go to another step. I can grow intentionally. I don't have to wait for somebody else. You don't have to wait for anybody else. You be you. You do you. You hear me talk about it all the time. Everybody wants to be unique. Be you. That's unique. But being you means stepping into your purpose. Being able to love on people around you. I'm sure you know people that you go, wow, when I get together with that person, when I talk to that person, when I interact with that person, I always leave feeling cared about. I always feel like I'm the most important person in the world to them. You run into people like that? Do you know people like that? I think we all know people like that. We want to spend more time with them because of the way they make us feel. That doesn't mean they're perfect. It doesn't mean they don't have some of these things going on. What it means is they're making a choice, and they probably made that choice consciously for long enough that it's become habit. It's become part of who they are. It's become part of their DNA. They're not even thinking about it anymore. And they get and talk with people, and people are like, wow, that person's awesome. I really like that person. I'm challenging you. Reach out to me this week. Next week. Exactly the same time and place. The call to action today. Express love. Tell the people in your life that you love them. Don't wait for the perfect moment. Express your feeling today. You may not get a perfect moment. And the other one is embrace love as your purpose and make a positive impact on the lives of others right now. Don't wait. Again, you're not promised tomorrow. You're not promised this afternoon. Express love. Let people know you care and that you give a shit about them. It's important. Very, very important. All right, next week, lead, love, and achieve. Lead, love, and achieve. That we need to do all three. And leadership needs to have love and to make sure they get there. So this week, be courageous. Be unapologetically you. Make it another great week. You have the power to do that. Live you abundantly with intention. I love you. Massive hugs. See you next week. And the question I leave you with is, who are you being?
Thank you for tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.